Falcha, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. There's your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. This is your host, Mark Gallagher, and we're in the 90s for this hour on Celtic Cafe. It's the most explosive decade of Celtic music, and I'll explain why in one word: Riverdance.
Thank you.
It is said that Helen of Troy launched 1,000 ships, while Riverdance launched Celtic music into the stratosphere around the world after the performance that took place on April 30th, 1994 at the Point Theatre in Dublin for the interlude of the Eurovision Song Contest, the 39th version of the Eurovision Song Contest, which Ireland won the year before. So they were hosting this year and they needed something when they accumulate all the votes for all of the acts. And they had a 7-minute piece. And of course, the world has never been the same since. It really made a big difference. The 90s, well, we're going to start back in the beginning of the 90s, but this is towards the middle of the 90s, it just shot up like a rocket to the moon after that, maybe Mars, as a matter of fact. And it's probably what put Celtic Cafe, Celtic Connection on the map. You're still here 30 years later. And that is, again, of course, Bill Whalen's Riverdance, along with all of Anuna and the musicians and the dancers. Gene Butler and Michael Flatley, of course, were the primary dancers in Riverdance from 1994. We're going to go back to 1990 with a group from the west of Ireland, and they are known as the Saw Doctors, and I love the title of their album. If this is rock and roll, I want my old job back. Here they are with I Used to Love.
I have fallen for another, she can make her own way home. And even if she asks me now, well, I'd let her go alone. But I used to see her up the chapel when she went to Sunday Mass. And when she go up to receive, I'd kneel down there and watch her pass. The glory of her. I used to love her once, long, long time ago. I used to love her, I used to love her once, long, long time ago. It's gone, all my loving is gone. Whoa, 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 it's gone, all my loving is gone. Do you remember her collecting for concern on Christmas Eve? Well, she was on a party in her fast, just water and black tea. And I walked straight up and made an ostentatious contribution. And I winked at her to tell her I'd seduce her in the future when she's feeling looser. I used to love her, I used to love her once, long, long time ago. I used to love her, I used to love her once, long, long time ago. It's gone, all my loving is gone. Truth of it, she's no longer my obsession. A lot of thoughts and dreams I had of her would take 6 months in confession. See, I met this young one Thursday night and she's into free expression. And her mission is to rid the world of this sinful repression. Then we had a session. I used to love her, I used to love her.
Bittersweet romance. and my hopes. You're still on my mind, oh. And even though I manage on my own, my heart is low, my heart is so low. As only a woman's heart can be, as only a woman's, as only a woman's, as only a woman's heart can know. Restless eyes reveal my troubled soul, memories flood my weary heart. I mourn for my dreams, I mourn for my wasted love. And while I know that I'll survive alone, my heart is low, my heart is so low. It's only a woman's heart can be, as only a woman, as only a woman, as only a woman's heart can know. My heart is low,
yes, my heart is so low, low.
As only woman's heart can be, as only a woman's, as only a woman's, as only a woman's heart can know. My heart is low, my heart is so low.
How it's lost beneath the sea, and the grave of the unknown soldier, or the cry of the old banshee. Who was the man in the iron mask? Was Jack the Ripper set free? But ask them all, was Donegal? It's still a mystery. And if I could, I'd build a wall around old Donegal, the north and south, to keep them out. I got it, build it tall. Casinos, chicken ranches, I'd legalize them all. We'd have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Playboy clubs and all night pubs, blackjack and roulette. Neil Blaney, Bridget Nielsen, Mike Tyson having a bet. In a show you could then be known for his multi-millionaires, where Donald Trump would like a chunk to live in solitaire. And if I could, I'd build a wall around old Donegal, the north and south, to keep them out. I got it, build it tall. Casinos, chicken ranches, I'd legalize them all. We'd have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. To stand on top of Fairy Gill would give me such a thrill, and hear them say in Dublin there's gold in them there hills. So don't despair, cause if you dare, the answer lies with me. There's a wall that's deep and there's going cheap somewhere in Germany. And if I could, I'd build a wall around old Donegal, the north and south, to keep them out. My God, I'd build it tall. Casinos, chicken ranches, I'd legalize them all.
We'd have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal.
Yes, this is your host, Mark Gallagher, and we're in the year 1992 in our retrospective of a decade of the 90s, probably one of the most influential decades in Celtic music since its inception. That session, we heard from I Used to Love Her from the Saw Doctors. By the way, the 90s were very diverse. All kinds of music was happening. So there you go with the Saw Doctors, I Used to Love Her, kind of a Irish rock and roll. And then we go to A Woman's Heart, and that was written by Eleanor McAvoy. And A Woman's Heart is the highest selling album in Ireland, 750,000 copies when it came out in 1992, over a million worldwide. And it spawned two more CDs down the road, a decade on and then 20 years on. And then we ended up there with a band by the name of Goats Don't Shave. Yes, indeed, they're from Donegal, one of my favorite places, because that's where the Gallaghers are from. And as a matter of fact, one of the guys in the band is named Gallagher, Pat Gallagher. Anyways, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal, and there's a reference in there from 1992, believe it or not, for Mr. Trump. And that's off of their album, The Rusty Razor. Well, now we turn to the United States, and we turn to a band I term the Female Chieftains. They are Cherish the Ladies. Here they are from their 1992 album called The Back Door. And with their lead singer, Kathy Ryan, here is My Own Native Land.
There's a dear little isle in the western ocean. It's an island of purity, holy and grand. Its name fills its daughters and sons with emotion. When they are at a far distant strand, 'tis Ireland, my country, the birthplace of heroes, the home of the patriot, warrior and sage, of bards and of chieftains, whose names live in story. And a glorious nation, your name and your fame were known all over the world, till misfortune came o'er you, and sad desolation. Your in slavery lay unfurled. they spoiled your green banner. They tried to exterminate you long, long, long ago. But the Irish are somehow like wild creeping flowers. The faster you pluck them, the quicker they seem to grow. I love every blade of grass green on your mountains, every leaf on your tree, and every rock on your strand. I love your green valleys and murmuring.
Place for my head, there's an element of dread. It's a palace of a wonder. There's a hint of a smile in the night set apart, for mile after mile, in the heat and the thunder. When I look around a room on a cold gray noon, and I dream about June and floating with my lady. But now February is here with an element of fear about the beckoning year. And the ifs and the maybes, and I have to admit, when it boils down to it, that we all seem to fit in familiar problems. I'm just waiting for the day I can safely say I got a notion of the way. Won't you call that progress? La 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 la. La 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 la. With a smile and a wink, it's all over in a blink. You know you took me to the brink, and then you took me over. I just lay there and smile, feeling more than alive. Another honey-fed child, another Irish rover. Now I'm looking at your hand, while a Mexican band, they take the tears of a man who cried like a fountain. And now the dust man curse, they know the weather gets worse, they know the dam gonna burst, and that pressure is mounting. And I have to admit, when it boils down to it, that we all seem to fit in familiar problems. Just waiting for the day I can safely say I got a notion of the way. Won't you call that progress? That street between awaken and sleep, where old ghosts meet, and they leave me shaking, and the ground starts to squirm, all skeletons and worms, and the world starts to burn, and the windows are breaking. Then a rose might appear through the valley of tears, and overturn a thousand years with a smile and a whisper, or a line with a girl on a brown skin world. And then a cloud unfurls, and I wake and I miss her. And I have to admit, when I boil down to it, that we all seem to fit in familiar problems. Just waiting for the day I can safely say I got a notion of the way. Won't you call that progress? La 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 la
From Northern Ireland, there's Four Men and a Dog off of their Shifting Gravel album from 1993 and a retrospective of the 90s. Before that, we had Kathy Ryan with Cherished Ladies in My Own Native Land. If you had to have a song about the history of Ireland to kind of get you, grab you and drag you in, that would be it. Hey, we've got more music from the decades of the 90s coming right up, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
All in the night. Holland to Nardin, Holland to Lohan, the Baron Yard to Delgate. He promised me you're the best pair ever I set my een upon. When I got to the Baron Yards, there was nothing there but skin and bone. All into Nadie, all into Nadie, all into Lauren. It's the Baron Yards of Dalgate. The old black horse sat on its rump, the old fight merely on her wine. For all that I could hop and crack, she wouldn't arise at yoke in time. All into Nadie, all into Nadie, all into Lauren, is the Baron Yard of Dalgate. Oh, all next month she marks my prose, and it's we her I can agree. First I cannot, I sign a mot, and I another jump of brie. All into Nadie, all into Nadie, all into Lauren, it's the Baron Yard of Dalgate. When I gang to the kirk on Sunday, money's the bonny lassie I see, sitting by her feather's side and winking o'er the pews at me. Holland to Nadie, Holland to Nadie, Holland to Lauren, it's the Baron Yard of Dalgate. I can sleep with another man's wife, and I be welcome to me in all into Nadie, all into Nadie, all into Lauren. It's the Baron Yard of Dalgate. But now McConnell is brand out, it's fluttering fairly on the wind. Oh, fare you will, you Baron Yards, you'll never catch me here again. All into Nadie, all into Nadie, says Linton Lauren, it's the Baron Yards of Dalgate. All into Nadie, all into Nadie, all into Lauren, it's the Baron Yards of Dalgate.
We're in the middle of the 90s on a retrospective here on Celtic Cafe. Opened up there with Sparky from Sharon Shannon. And then we closed with the Barnyards of Dalgate with the Old Blind Dogs off of their Tall Tales album from 1994. Now, Old Blind Dogs, they're from Scotland. Sharon Shannon, All-Ireland champion from the west of Ireland. She actually was with Waterboys and then went to a solo act. Put all three of those tracks, the Another Irish Rover from Four Men and a Dog, Sparky, and the Barnyards of Dalgate. You can hear the influences of all kinds of other music and beats from around the world coming in. And that's what I just wanted to kind of bring to the forefront now, because it is a diverse amount of music that happens in the 1990s. And of course, we're up to 1994. That's when the Riverdance interlude came to play. Then the Riverdance show was in 1995. And then Michael Flatley left and started his own show called Lord of the Dance. The music is by Ronan Hardiman. And here is The Cry of the Celts.
Thank you.
There he is himself, Michael Flatley, the Lord of the Dance with Cry of the Celts and his Feet of Flames. That's actually his next dance show. And then we move on to Canada. Canada was starting to be on the rise in Celtic music. And this two tracks are going to feature one from Leahy from Lakefield, Ontario, with a band of brothers and sisters. I believe it was nine of them. And I have a little connection, real close connection, from about 3 weeks ago. I went to see him and his wife, Natalie McMaster, and their seven children on stage for a fantastic concert in Portsmouth. But let's go to Leahy from their first album called Leahy in 1997 with B Minor. Thank you. La Bontine Soriante, a Quebecois group from Canada, along with The Chieftains. I hadn't mentioned them yet, but here they are. They had another album with Canadian bands. They did that by accident. They were just touring, and they started recording with some of these groups. Hence, a new album called Fire in the Kitchen from 1998 with La Bontine Soriante. Leahy was also on that, as well as Great Big C, Natalie McMaster, the Barra McNeils, and many more. La Bontine Soriante song means the green lily. And before that, we had Leahy again from Canada. Well, we're going to end up with a band here that encompasses everything about the 90s that makes it an explosion and unusual. We have the Afrocult sound system here with Lovers of Light, and it encapsulates all the different things that were happening all into one amalgam of Celtic music. Here they are. that's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed any portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this show or any show on the streaming page. If you have questions about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Schlan Lott.